Hallelujah. Yes, you must be when you are about.
Praise Jesus much, children of God. How have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus? And how is your lives? You can greet of your brethren again. Tell them we've come in the gathering of the Holy Clan. Spoken most in the Hebrews 10, 25-26. We are in the gathering of the Holy Clan, the clan spoken in the Ephesians 2, 18 and 19. Then we've come in the meeting of the Holy Clan. Tell them Philippians 3:20 say our home is heaven.
So
and things still done in heaven. The Father commanded it be done on earth. And as the angels to gather.
In
the Hebrews 12. 22-24. Great gathering of the angels, Jerusalem of heaven. They have gathered that light is lightened to them of knowledge.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
We have
gathered fulfilled 1 Corinthians 14. Right from 25 downwards. And he said that when we come for gatherings, the one with a hymn, the one with an interpretation, the one with a teaching, let them all be done for building the church of Christ. In that church, it is us. It speaks openly of us. In the Ephesians 5, 22-23.
Come
for church without spot, not wrinkle. We want to do a work in you by the Spirit of God to move to do a work in us in the name of the Lord Jesus.
We
give our glory to the Father. He
added
us time under the sun
for
the
request
of the God, the word Jesus, and intercedes for us always, together with the Holy Spirits, and they intercede for us, God, to add us time to fulfill 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 8-11. That's not slow to bringing the end, but been patiently waiting for us, buying time for us in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now we want to use well our time, and that we move on with the journey of heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And by name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Samuel Newman,
no musumi wa Bible,
and the Bible reader, Teacher James. We love you all in the name of the Lord Jesus, Son of the living God. We're based in this ministry, the new generation with the full knowledge of God. Move on, fulfill the call of God on the nation Uganda.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now we still move on with our journey of heaven. Moved in the Bible for 7 years. And we know that this journey of heaven has the part one of the journey of heaven and the part two of the journey of heaven moved in the Bible.
Part two jatu twala wa guru.
Part 2 will take us above the heavens at the beginning. There is new heavens and the new earth. Still move on with part 1 of the journey of heavens. In the part 1 of the journey of heavens, we move it within two rims. The two rims.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. There is the rim above, which has the first created heaven, where the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, the great gathering of the angels, and the holy ones of God. And still in the rim above, we have here the second created heaven, where we find four living creatures,
tower
of spirits given bodies on the world, the human beings in all creations. That's what we shall see in the second created heaven in the rim above. Still in the rim above, we have the first created heaven. We have the third created heaven. Spoken Moses in 2 Corinthians 12. In the verse 1 to 5. In there is the garden of God. In the center of the garden. And there is the throne of God. Surrounded by 24 elders. We shall see many things when we read the
hymn
above. In the part 1 of journey of heaven, moved in the Bible for 7 years.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
But right now we still move on to see things within the rim below. This rim below, in part 1 of the journey of heaven,
it's
made of the fourth created heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. In there we see 7 things in the brief summary. In the fourth created heaven, which makes the rim below.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We first saw the first thing,
that
heaven is such in appearance. And it is very hard as iron, as an iron material you've never seen here. That's the heaven spoken most in the Genesis 1, in the verse 6 and 8.
Now,
started of how this heaven is. The blue heaven you see up there, it is circular. It's not only up there where you see it, even under earth, it's there when you go out of planet Earth. To say when you go out of planet Earth, you look in the east, you'll see that heaven. You look in the west, you'll see that heaven. You look in the north, this heaven you'll see. You go out of the earth, in the south you still see that heaven. Praise Jesus much. Now it is such a love. Praise Jesus much. Now we thank him God. The second thing we saw, the kingdom of the stars, the sun and the moon, in the firmament of the heaven. When we read in the Genesis 1, in the verse 14 and 20, and we saw the life of the stars, we saw their works, all of the worship and praise of God, which involve counting time and
season,
which involves toward the weapons of God.
Thus,
we moved on, see the kingdom of the stars. You was not here in our journey of heaven.
Part 1,
in the rim below, the fourth created heaven and its fullness, 7 things in the brave. When we saw such an appearance of heaven and its hardness, and we saw the kingdom of the stars in the firmament of the heaven, and when we winded that up, the third thing we saw,
we saw
hell.
Hell,
the prison of God, which is known as the bottomless pit.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Looked much to the first Peter chapter 3, 18 to 21. And hell is called the prison of God, where imprison rebellious spirits, and to all who don't repent, and the demons, the fallen angels, they are bound in that prison.
Read
Luke 16:19 downwards,
and
we are shown this hell, and you don't dare just get out, valley and bottomless pits. According to Revelation 9, the verse
9:1-10,
we saw when you open the bottomless pit, and you totally open off its cover, the sun and the moon stop to give their light, even the stars. Now we are pointed that the kingdom of the hell, or the bottomless pit, the prison of God,
is
found in the kingdom of the stars, not found on the planet Earth.
It's
covered that Satan is not the one in charge of hell, for he too was bound there. In Revelations 20, in the verse 1, showed us there is an angel in charge of bottomless pits who appears with a big chain and who bound Satan. All we looked at him in Revelation 9:11, and that angel is called Abaddon. He has his army. Revelation 9:16,
the
total to 200 billions of angels who work on death and hell.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Look
at Revelation 6:7-8.
We
saw they are divided into two groups. There is the angel sit on the yellow horse, church of those who gather all spirits of creations from their bodies, most what we call death, and the angel of death, and his colleague come from behind him. That's the real Abaddon in charge of the hell, to take the rebellious in hell, the prison of God.
And
to the angel working the bottomless pit in hell,
to
punish and pay each as their work. That was the starting things we see in the realm below, in the fourth created heaven.
So
now the fifth,
yes,
praise Jesus.
Okay.
The fourth with four principalities. Satan and his fallen angels who appear as demons of clans in the kingdom of the stars. The first base.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. The book of Obadiah chapter
1,
the verse 2-4. There is the base of the devils in the kingdom of the stars. We so much. According to Ephesians 2, the verse 1-3. Discovered why it said people are controlled by the prince of the power of air. Discovered where the rightful place they are found. Discovered the best of the devils in the kingdom of the stars, where they attack humanity and to fight him. Never to dare understand God.
If
they fight one thing, you get destroyed
so
with them.
Mukaga,
now Ephesians 6, verse 12 tells us,
we
do not fight with flesh and blood, but with principalities, the evil spirits, the spiritual wickedness in the heavenly realms.
So discover,
it's in the kingdom of the stars.
Point
that was our fourth point.
Things
we see in the realm below. The fourth created heaven.
The
blue heaven you see up there. Such
an
appearance as we first understood. Our journey of heaven is still moving on.
Point
in the fifth point, enter to see two other bases of the devils, those found on planet Earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Introduction.
We made an introduction there when we looked to Luke.
Satan
fall down like lightning. Go down unto the ocean. According to Ezekiel, chapter 27, verse 1-5. In the Bermuda Triangle,
the place
found in the ocean,
the
Atlantic Ocean,
and
there is a mess there.
It
comes from right from the heart of the sea. And Satan and his fallen angels, who are led by Jezebel, they built a city down in the water.
And
much, so sorry, is done in the ocean.
So thus
we entered in the fifth point.
And
things we see in the realm below, in the fourth created heaven, which is such in appearance, the blue heaven you see up. And we began to see the underwater.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
God
explained many things under the ocean. According to Ezekiel
27,
from verse 1-5,
we
saw at the entrance to the sea, told you much what's in under the water. According to Ezekiel 29, from verse 1 to 3, moved on to see Pharaoh the ancient dragon. The name Pharaoh meant the ancient serpent Satan. And he said the streams are his. The things under the ocean were much we heard, which will need you also. Get those messages you missed it, that you can listen to it. And you avoid very many things coming from the ocean. We know in Revelation 12, from verse 7 to 10, speak Satan as the olden serpent. Praise Jesus much. Now he's the one spoken to Isaiah 27, dragon moving within the ocean. Now both of them was bound in the bottomless pit. According to Revelation 30, handed authority to the beasts. Revelation 13 verse 1 to 8. Give authority to the beast. The spirit of Satan itself. According to Revelation 27,
Jezebel,
one of the first fallen angels, sits in that authority to govern the works of Satan, even the fallen angels appear as demons of
light.
Now we saw much with merchandising of Satan under the ocean, some of what we ended with. Merchandising is fronted by buying human private body parts. Sacrifice of cutting private parts and the others.
According to
Ezekiel 27:13, we saw how they deal in the human body parts, change with riches of Satan from the ocean, to coach out your tongue, cut off your private parts, even to sell them yet when you have them but they are using them.
Now,
there we look to also Revelations. Revelation 18:13. Praise Jesus much. Even buy off souls and sell them.
Even
the fruits of gentleness.
Discovered
in Ezekiel 13,
some
both called ministers of God were the religious people. Those called religious people, those of different beliefs, some of the fake born again, they sell spirits of children of God, getting riches from the ocean.
We had magic stone,
magic book, and many others under the ocean. As we're still on the fifth point,
today
we want to begin the underground.
Things in
underground bankers.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So
we're seeing this there.
Hope you've got
the summary well without any murmuring.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Someone asked Apostle, where do you read that summary?
The
Spirit gave it, he reads it. Think me too, I can handle it as a person.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus much.
So, move
on to the fifth point.
Since
we see in the brain below, the fourth created heaven, which is such an appearance.
The
blue heaven you see up there,
so,
on the third base of the devils,
underground bankers.
Underground bankers.
In
the dark deep down there. On the world you are on the top, yet under they have built many cities down there.
So,
we're heading on to seeing third base of the devils, known as the underground bankers.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So,
now we're heading on to see the third base of the devils, known as the underground bankers. And they dig deep down there. And they do blasphemous things down there. One of the most things done in the underground bankers
is
to create and bring in place what we call New World Order. Order of heavens and earth. The order of God.
Okay.
I want to make that note first.
base yabasitani yokusatu.
See, the third base of the devil is on the world.
Emanyiddwa nga underground bankers.
Known as the underground bankers.
Omulimu omukulu gwe bakolerayo.
The main work done there.
Gwakutuukiriza ekiyitibwa New World Order yabasitani.
Fill the New World Order of the devils.
Okulwanisa order ya Katonda.
Fight the order of God.
Katondere eggulu n'ensi n'obutonde obulimu.
By which created the heavens and the earth and many creations.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Ebigendwa ebya underground bankers.
There's the major motives of the underground bankers.
N'okusimibwa kwazo.
And they're being dug.
Wansi munye.
Deep down under the earth.
Yes, you have
praise you. Jesus much.
Mpozi era echo kubiri choino maya.
The second you have to know.
Nga echisoka kubio.
And first of all,
echigenderwa.
The main motive.
Echo kuleta new world order ya Satan.
New world order of the devils.
Okulwanisa order ya Katonda kuyatondere eggulu n'ensi.
Fight the order of God by which created heaven and earth.
N'amateeka agafuga obutonde bwonna.
And the laws govern all creations in it.
Echo kubiri chebagenderwa.
Second. Thing they aim at
mukuleta underground isino
bringing these underground bankers.
Yes, you have been
praise Jesus much.
Yes, you have been
praise Jesus.
Ngatuma zote gere kisoka ndi chakuleta new world order.
We understood the first
nani abali baulide ku new world order.
Who have ever heard of the word new world order?
He omondo mbaito kuvunika.
In there the past to turn things upside down.
Ebintu byonna
all things
katonda ngabu yali yabitonda order yabi
God had created them in their order.
Namateka agabifuga
and the laws governing them
bonga babileta kifura
and they bring them upside down.
Yes, you have
praise you. Jesus much.
Bategesa ebyo kulwanisa
they manufacture weapons there.
Pozi point yokubiri
no kumanya. The second point you have to know
the underground
that these underground bankers
ubonera obwazo
their signs
kuri mu pyramid
they are in the form of the pyramid
iranga zaukana ne pyramid yeri
and they don't differ from the other pyramids
emarkinga Bermuda Triangle
which marks the Bermuda Triangle
iranga zatandikira Misri
and they began from Egypt.
Yes, you have been
praise Jesus man.
Point yokubiri
the second point
nti underground bankers zino
that these underground bankers
zina kabonera akaitibwa pyramid
they hold the sign of the pyramid
akataukana
which does not differ
akabonera kali akaraga wansi munyanja
the sign which heads to the under the ocean
akakora Bermuda Triangle
which makes the Bermuda Triangle
eranga zatandikira Misri
and they began from Egypt
so twagara tandikira okunyonyola bino bino
what begin from there explain all these
mugendo rafure gulu watambira mu Bible
a giant of heaven moved in the Bible
okumari miaka musanvu
for 7 years
okuva mwaka gwa 2005
paka
2011
series
ezokolisibwa
the series of the visions
Miroto,
the dreams the trance
azota
the azotha
urim
esamim, and the thummim
intambulizo moyo
the spiritual transport
tutandisibwe tuti
we began like this
ukusinira ko Isaia
according to Isaiah
29
from verse 15
nobyebili mu bitundu eyumu ebya ebyensi wansi wayo
what in some of the parts of the world under it
wansi wolukalu
under the dry land
ebili yo wansi munsezi mu byebiro
things under in some nations these are the ones.
Isaiah esule ya 29 n'olunyiriri olwe 15
Isaiah 29 from verse 15
Isaya esule ya 29 n'olunyiriri olwe 15
Isaiah 29 and the verse 15
zibasanze abo abakenyo wansi okweka mukama okuteesa kwabwe n'emirimu gyabwe giri mu kizikiza ne boogera nti ani atulaba era ani atumanyi olunyo olwe 16
Yesu yebazibwe
praise Jesus much
zisanze abo abakenyo wansi
war unto them go deep down
bagende wansi mu
underground they go deep down in the underground
mbunga bakweka mukama okutesa kwa
they hide their counsel from the Lord
babagamba anti
and they say
ani atulaba
who sees us
kitufu kiribwe kya buruganda
is this brethren
mama mukumwe bene bintu emutumbiroza
some of the things you've never thought of them
naye amawanga anga America
but nations like America
Bungereza
England
China
Russia and many others.
In Africa
we have South Africa.
Yet,
the one who was first among all nations of the world to have these underground bankers.
Misri.
Egypt.
Right
in their city.
You
know, Egypt in the BC was all Africa. When God brought a prophecy to turn it into a small country.
That
was why it was turned into a small country. But it was covering the entire Africa.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So back in your house,
now they go deep down
in
Satan
and
his fallen angels. They are leading in this work that they go on digging the underground bankers. They can dig them millions of miles down there. And they build down do many works of turning upside down the world.
You
said
you're
bringing the new world order of the devils.
You're
fighting the order of God by which he created heaven and earth
and
laws governing all creations in it.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Why
they dig down that they hide their counsel from the Lord.
The
council which is like how
bringing
the new world order of the devils, order of God by which he created the heaven and the earth and all things in it, the laws he gave all creations.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Let's repeat in the Isaiah we hear.
Isaiah isuri ya bilimo muenda nolu nyiriri ole kumineta.
Isaiah 29 and the verse 15.
Ziba sanza abo abake nyo wansi okweka mukama okutesa kwabwe. N'emirimu gyabwe giri mu kizikiza. Nebogera nti ani atulaba era ani atumanyi. Olunyo lwe 16. Muvuunikira ddala ebintu. Omubumbi bali mwenkanya ebbumba. Ekintu ekyakolebwa n'okwogera nekyogera kwoyo yakikola nti teyankola. Oba ekintu ekibumbibwa nekyogera kwoyo eyakibumba nti talina magezi.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Underground bankers is in
the underground bankers, the purpose of it is to base there as they plan things of turning upside down things.
Think
you hear they call new world order.
It means
to turn things upside down, to shift them from the order of God by which created heaven and earth and the things within it and the laws he gave them. The new world order, one of the main things it is to homosexuals and the recipients, women and women, contend with that of Genesis. In the beginning God created a man and a woman. He
created
a man and man.
Either
to create a woman and woman, that they do things to themselves. Things of immorality.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So new world order,
new world order is something came from far. But the world meaning to turn upside down things of God, to bring them when they turn upside down. Found a woman and woman that married each other. Find a man and a man and they have married each other. New world order became more popular in the time of Sodom and Gomorrah, in the era of Abraham.
And
men go with animals, and the men and men, and the women and women, women too go with animals. Some men left the action of a woman,
the
rightful one,
which,
and they go into other wrong parts.
The
man
leaves
the rightful part of the woman need to be used.
It
goes in the part where they release people. New world order has been on long, but they launch it from the underground bankers.
Yet
most of their preparations
are
done within the underwater. All the plans
they
were made in the base within the kingdom of
Jesus,
where principalities base.
Plans
released in principalities in the kingdom of the stars,
go
down in the ocean, prepare them very well, and they launch them within the underground and they come onto the world. But their aim is to turn upside down things, to shift things from the order of God.
Hear
the word underground, you don't rejoice over it, for it's not a good word.
Because of the motives of the devils, we are conniving with children of men to do things of evil, to contend with their creator. Here today, when they say, who sees us?
But
God, when we are in the journey of heaven, moved in the Bible, scripture speaking on that, we reached in those places.
We
see schemes done from there. I saw amazing things.
And
people are on the dry land moving on it. Yet they're making schemes for them. They have a base in the sky. They have a base in the oceans. They have a base under the earth. Now they have surrounded you as a human being on the world.
It's
get to be very hard for you to escape them, except the one who is indeed in Christ.
Spoken
most in the John 15:7. Abide in me and your words are in you. Ask all you need to be given you.
Your
escaping is to be in the Christ Jesus.
Be
in Christ, it means his words has to be in you.
And
then you ask the help of God. Ask the Holy Spirit. For we cannot do it by our own, but by the Spirit of God. The second, ask the light of the word shine in your life. And the third, ask angels of God be on your side. Fulfill the word of God. Hold you go back home in heaven. Hold both to inherit salvation.
When
we get determined, we overcome all this. All basis of schemes of the devil. They surrounded them around human beings. They are above him on their heads. They base in the stars, in the ocean.
There is
so evil's done there.
Even
on the ground they move by. And that the dark move to preparations there.
Yes,
praise Jesus,
man.
Almost they call schemes of Satan.
It's
where we study schemes of Satan. See how God reveals schemes of Satan in the journey of heaven.
Bases
where the best to do that. Study everything they do. They best to do that and we point some of those that you understand. You as a child of God, you have given right food of the word in the right season. The seasons are right to hear what concerns
the world.
They are launching the world, new world order.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now when you hear it here,
you
try to begin to see how things are.
You
know how you live. For
you,
that's where there is wisdom and understanding and patience. Wisdom is not else except in the word of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now in all brethren, as they repeat brief those verses, one
must
move on board and see where they end.
Isaiah, esule ya birimu mwenda, nolu nyiriri ole kumineta.
Isaiah 29 in the verse 15.
Ziba sanza baba kenye wansi, okweka mukama okutesa kwawe. Nemiri mujawe, jiri mchizikiza. Nebogera antiani ya tulaba, elani ya tumanyi.
Ojimanyi katibomu kubera kwawe.
Not them being down there.
Ankuri lodaba, abasaji ya bali muzikavumenti.
Men zinene. In the big governments. They know the things very well.
They know
well, they have condived Satan through the ambassador Jezebel. And the fallen angels. Making schemes in the underground bunkers. They have prepared weapons saying, when Jesus is coming back, they will strike him. Weapons in the best in the kingdom of the stars.
And
submarines. Put big submarines there. They have carried weapons. Even in the ground, let us put there. I saw weapons, some have not been appeared on this
world.
Under the ground bankers. Some come from the ground, you don't know the bomb. A nuclear from the ground. All along down there, there is something. In America, there is a city. On the top is a city, but down there is another city.
Yes,
praise Jesus. How to wait for Jesus for speaking for people on this world.
They
have to wait for him, beat him at that moment. One of the mad people was in Uganda, he said. One faction of the barrio is an army man. He said, you religious people, you always say Jesus is coming back. Last time he was beaten by sticks and we killed him. This time we have guns. And that religious man confronted him. You man concentrate in politics and leave things of God.
Others
know well and you see they seem to be strengthened.
But
even the kingdom of the stars was prepared with weapons in it.
Even
the planet Earth too is a weapon of God.
If
he turns it upside down, I don't know how you'll be up there fighting.
Read Isaiah 24.
He said it's going to turn upside down. What we stand on will get upwards like that. Now you have madness with yourselves. Let me tell you, see,
things
in the underground bankers. They say, no one sees them. God told them last time that foolishness on them. No one can speak of them in the scriptures. See how God takes me to the
journey.
I have moved this world. We are in the underground. See what's done down there. Read them in the Bible.
The
John of heaven is saying moved in the Bible.
Was
to prove truth of the Bible. Things spoken where they are. When they happen.
And
they are all able to come. And in which place?
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So
they hide their counsel from the Lord. And the amazing thing, they involve even those you call religious people. Even some of those you call pastors of born again are involved in those things. According to Ezekiel 8:12, listen briefly of that.
Ezekiel 8:12. Awo nangamba nti omwana w'omuntu olabye abakadde ab'omu nyumba ya Isirayiri kye bakolera mu kizikiza buli muntu mu bisenge bye ebirimu ebifaananyi kubanga boogera nti Mukama tatulaba. Mukama yaleka ensi.
Era ekiboba gamba.
They say
Katonda yaleka n'ensi.
God forsook and left the world.
Bobango genze come underground bankers.
You go in the underground bankers. For seeking for powers of darkness. Come, I'll tell you to have to make a special dark room for yourself. It is the film they acted for you. That dark prayer room.
And
make a room through which you pray to your gods. Connect well with the underground. Don't just get a room that is for God. God,
we have
to gather for his sake is there. He doesn't need your room. So we tell you heaven is his throne. Earth is his footstool. Which house will you build for him for his rest?
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Satan,
who is a pastor of Jezebel, whom they always call Baphomet, in the Americans.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Together with the fallen angels, they think God even gave up on the world.
After they captured, corrupted all religious people,
even
born again, who seem powerful, and they do detestable things. Now they pushed God
fighting upon the
world. No one comes out, speaks meaningful things and wise things. And sometimes they check on us, and they send films in the world to show us in the bankers, but they still no one understands. And they say God left the world.
He
no more sends his prophets, he forgot it. They see evangelists and they preach their things,
riches
of the world and desiring of the world.
And they say
God gave up on the world. No more rebukes. Another chases a wife to marry another. God's not speaking, is silent.
Time
done a lot of detestables. God gave up on the world.
Yes,
praise Jesus, much, children of God.
We'll
come back from all services we've passed. Right from when we began in the morning. We move on, we'll come all the first timers.
On
our physical eyes.
But
remember, our home is heaven, we came from there. As we told in 1 Timothy 6:7. When
he
came on this world, we brought nothing. And we shall go back with nothing. People who didn't bring, where we came from, we have to go back there. But where is that? Philippians 3:20 tells us our home is in heaven. All prayers we pray in the world say our Father is heaven.
Now
the question cometh in your heart and in your mind, if your Father is in heaven, what are you doing on the world?
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Then begin to seek,
why are you on this world? And you seek how to go back home in heaven. For we
are
in this world in need, things we need are just for a moment.
And
we are not wasting time for us.
And
we accept God provides us in this journey to go back to him onto the best thing. We thank him, the Lord, even this day.
He's
given us strength to gather. Thousands of people
they're
moving different things.
Yeah,
those who have gathered without the teaching of God.
There are
religions of every form. Come out, you have nothing like light of understanding.
And
there is also false salvation which wastes time. You go there to make noise and you get back.
But
we have come to be taught by God for profiting. As he told us in the Isaiah 48:17, I am the Lord who teaches you to
profit
and who shows you the way you are to head to.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So
Christ. Still move on with part one of our journey of heaven. Moved in the Bible. It's the journey of salvation. My journey and your journey. It's the journey of those who lived before us. It's the journey of us living now. And those who are coming. Reaching the coming back of Jesus.
And
by name and voice, I am Apostle Ronald Hope Witness. Together with Pastor Samuel Newman. And our Bible reader, Teacher James. We love you all. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. By authority of the Holy Spirit. He has empowered us. We base in this ministry the new generation with the full knowledge of God to move you on with the journey of heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Part one of journey of heaven which we are on, it holds two rims. The rim above, it has three heavens. The first created heaven and the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. The second created heaven, where we find four living creatures.
where the store of all spirits, those which were given and those given bodies now on the world, in the human beings and the other
creatures.
And there is also the third heaven, spoken most in 2 Corinthians 12, in the verse 1 and 3. Praise Jesus.
And
in the third heaven there is the garden of God, the throne of God and of 24 elders. That room above, we shall go there, see what's there. The part one of the
Genovese.
Right now we move on to see what's in the rim below. The rim below is made of the fourth created heaven. It is such in appearance. The blue heaven you see up there. The blue heaven. We saw appearance and its hardness. We saw the kingdom of the stars in the firmament of the heaven, the kingdom of the stars, the sun and the moon. And we saw of hell, the prison of God, imprisoned rebellious spirits, and it's the bottomless pit. And it's also in the kingdom of the stars. And we moved on to see principalities, Satan and his fallen angels, and their first bed in the kingdom of the stars. And we finished that.
And
we began to see of the underwater.
In the underground.
So much in the ocean.
Satan
and his fallen angels, those called demons of the ground, where they best to make plenty schemes, Paul's buying different body parts of you people,
exchange
those with the riches they get from the ocean,
and
also those who sell your spirits,
together
with the body spirit fruits.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Those we saw them. Now where we ended, we began to see what is in the underground bankers.
We
want to move on right from where we ended.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man. Now our heading we are seeing, we see the third base of the devil, that on the planet Earth, known as the underground bankers.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man. Things planned under the ground. They built cities there. There councils of devils down there.
Those who
began with us had it in the morning.
You
want to move on to know. But we told you, one of the main things prepared in the underground bankers,
you
see that prepare the new world order of the devils. Upside down the things of God, to shift from the order created them, even the laws governing their movement, and bring other laws turning them upside down. And the second,
the underground bankers, you know,
these underground bankers, they began in the nation of Egypt. They hold the sign like of the pyramids.
Exactly
looks like the place known as the Bermuda Triangle, which marks under the ocean.
The Atlantic Ocean.
Now we want to be moving on to know what's down there in the underground
bankers,
things of the new world order, how they are, of fighting order by which God created heaven and earth and the laws he gave creations.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. As we told you all, he created the man and the woman.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But
in the new world order, they speak of man and man.
You
can go and have relations together. Things of marriage.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And they even say, woman and a woman too can do things to themselves, which concern sex.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Things of new world order we began to hear,
underground.
But he launched them from the underground.
Underground new world order,
and the underground new world order began to work long. That fight ways of God by which created the heaven and the earth and creations and all creations. But they are prepared in the underground
water, where we first heard. But all the planning done in the base of the kingdom of the stars, where we call principalities. Let's move on to the third base of the devils in the world, known as the underground bankers.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Where we realize where they launched the new world order of the devils. Fight the order of God by which he created heaven and earth. All creations together with their laws.
So,
now we heard in Isaiah 29 in the verse 15, and we are told like this.
Isaya esule ya bilimo mwenda nolu nyiriri olwe 15.
Isaiah 29 from verse 15.
Zibasanza abo abakenye wansi okweka mukama okutesa kwabwe n'emirimu gyabwe giri mu kizikiza nebogera anti ani atulaba era ani atumanyi.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Underground, you know.
Down in these underground bankers, Americans have them, Russians have them, South Africa they have, England they have,
China
they have them,
many
nations have them.
In them
is ambassador of Jezebel who is head over them. The ambassador of Satan Jezebel, the first fallen angel to fall and join on Satan, together with many fallen angels, those known as the aliens, and they connect with children of men on the world to wreck many schemes.
Make
them under the ground where we are stepping. On the top there is a city. Even under the ground there is a city.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So,
take you there, know what are there. In this our journey of heaven, the journey of salvation, the journey moved in the Bible.
When
I tell you what's down there, that God visited me to see from 2005 to 2011 in the spiritual transport, where there is the vision, the dream and the trance, Azota and Urim, even the
famine,
the spiritual transport. We want to move in the Bible as I tell you everything down there. But this is not a story.
It
is proof of the word of God.
So, now
they dig deep down there and they have built cities there. They have made stores. To store weapons there that they are going to fight Jesus.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
So now
they go down deep there. They say they're going to hide their counsel from the Lord. Let's repeat that verse we hear.
Isaiah 29 and the verse 15. Olinyole 16. Muvuunikira ddala ebintu. Omubumbi bali mwenkanye ebbumba. Ekintu ekyakolebwa n'okwogera ne kyogera ku oyo eyakikola nti teyankola. Oba ekintu ekibumbibwa nekyogera ku oyo eyakibumba nti talina magezi.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Bakira ddala nnyo wansi
w'ettaka. Under the ground. And they build dig down there. And the ambassador of Satan Jezebel, the first fallen angel to fall and join on Satan, together with the fallen angels, known as the aliens, they are spearheading this work.
And
they condive with humanity on the world, those who are getting perverted to shift from loving God
and
to follow desiring of the world.
Yes,
praise Jesus. They blinded the eyes of their mind. Never know schemes of Satan.
Underground,
underground, I told you one word. They are there to turn things upside down.
You
know God put things in their order they are meant to move by. He created heaven and earth.
No more way.
With his spirit. And they say
by evolution
that it happened by evolution. That too is something in the new world order. They want to contend that God created.
They said
things just happened by evolution.
Yes, you ever
praise Jesus much.
They
turn things upside down.
What
we call new world order.
It
comes to turn things upside down.
It tells
you where they launch and they prepare them well.
Underground bankers.
In the underground bankers.
On
this ground we move by.
In
some cities in this world.
America.
Mostly America.
There
are even deserts. And that they built cities down there. Fallen angels we call aliens are down there.
They have
launched from there the new world order.
It
turns upside down the things of God.
Shift
from the order created in them and the laws governing them. And in there is
that now
man marries a man that totally overturned things.
In Genesis
1:26, God speaks to this great man in our image.
Say,
he created the man and woman.
Commands
say in Genesis 2:18-24, after he created the woman,
said,
man is not required him be alone.
Say,
now the man will leave the father and the mother and the two be together and they will be one person.
New world order.
But in the new world order, said the man and man can be one person, and they read them as their foolishness is.
And
they say even a woman and woman.
Like
foolish is that they can become one person. Things of sin of new world order from long,
but underground.
They launch them from the underground
where
they think no one sees them. As you see them on the world,
people
they took down to train them all foolishness.
In
the world they have consumed it, all of it.
And they
all their foolishness everywhere.
But here
they are going to proclaim the new world order. I don't know one of you whether you ever start to question what is involved in new world order.
Some
you welcome things you don't know of. The new world
order,
and you are supporting it.
But you know
nothing. You hear and you rejoice over it. But so what going far?
Underground
preparations
bankers
are done in the underground bankers.
And
there they go down, claim, hide their counsel from the Lord. But God remains seeing them. And God
found the
determined wanting to know like Prophet Daniel.
They
want to understand and know that he sent them his
spirit to
cause them to understand his words, to reveal them many things together with the holy angels. Now there came journey of heaven that it moved in the Bible.
Bible
all things which were, those are, and those coming. But most think these are stories. Prophets meditated upon what they
were.
Prophets were being shown what were, those which were, those which were coming. The
journey
of heaven moved in the Bible.
We moved
to see where is truth of the Bible. What the Bible speaks of is the
place
and when.
To
see those places, we read in the heavenly Bible.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So that's
how I came to understand what is there. Our journey still moving is long.
In the Bible,
we read and see many things.
Yes,
praise Jesus. I cannot even
think a story,
for I was not given a story. You read it in the heavenly Bible,
and you
move to see where they are and the way they are. That's why I speak passing through the Bible. For me too, I was taught like that.
Yesu yebazibwe
nyo. Praise Jesus much.
So binje ebikolebwayo.
Many things are done there.
Okuvunika ebintu.
To turn upside down things.
Ninga bagamba.
But they say.
Kiteri abalaba.
No one sees them.
Era bagamba Katonda yaleka wensi.
They say God left this world.
Kubanga bamara okwonona abamadini bonna.
Corrupted all religious people.
Bwe bajja okubulira badda mu bistori.
When they come to preach they speak stories.
Tebasobola kutubulira musana gwa
kigambo. Can't preach us light of the word.
Ne bajja mu bulokozi.
And they come in salvation.
Bakugwaza n'okwegomba kwensi.
And they corrupted us with desiring of the world. Everyone preaching.
They
to preach of daily food.
So si kubulira kutegeera Katonda.
You to understand God.
Ne guru n'ensi n'ebirimu byonna.
Heaven and earth and things in there.
Eranga batu kyamya okuberanga omulokole bwasituka.
It perverted that when a born again stands.
Aina kubulira kumere ugenda mawanga kulabo vuke moto kachi.
And cars. Things like that.
Okukonna kwali kuchyamya era bakita new world order.
All that was perversion. It's called
new world order. Yevunanyizibwa kunjiri ebyokulya n'okunywa.
New world order is concerning of is responsible of the gospel of eating.
Kubanga mu Bible muno.
For in this Bible.
Muri mu batumina mugene mubuli.
Nowhere they send us
kayiyo,
go preach a
nyumba
hiyo
whatever mtu mechiwa nabi.
Which apostle preached that?
Yes, Jesus.
Praise Jesus much.
New world order,
new world order seat in every place. As they launch it, they already had captured it.
Yes, Jesus.
Praise Jesus much.
So katudemo ko runye ole
15. Let's repeat the verse 15.
Isaya esule ye 15 n'olunyiriri olwe 15.
Isaiah 29 verse 15.
Isaya esule ya 29 n'olunyiriri olwe 15.
Isaiah 29 verse 15.
Zibasanza ababake nyo wansi okweka mukama okutesa kwabwe. N'emirimu gyabwe giri mu kizikiza. Ne boogera nti ani atulaba era ani atumanyi.
Olidde ekigambo kibogera nga bali mu underground.
What they speak in the underground bankers.
Botukuwa kuba mu kuba foreign angels.
Some of the fallen angels.
Bamuita ba aliens.
Those you call aliens.
Bo bagamba Katonda.
When you speak to them about God.
Bagamba that is so called God.
You say oyo we aitiwa Katonda.
Babuza obulamu bagamba what is life?
When you speak of life babuza obulamu kyechi.
Babuza creation ne bagamba okay if God created then who created us?
Now we baba buze yatonda bagamba Katonda baba yatonda atefania tutonda.
Kwaandikibwa wan
na tutonda. Written about that we were created.
Bwetufanana bwetumanyi bufanana bubyo
bumu. No they look very ugly.
Kumbe bewa malaika abagwa utaulwa muguru abayisabubi.
The war in heaven affected them.
Kati basu bavunika ne batandika okunyomoro omutonzi.
Turn upside down things despise the creator.
Yes, ye bazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Abobora ba foreign angels.
Those who see fallen angels.
Era abara ba film is my Lord of the Rings.
The theme looks like Lord of the Rings.
Sakati labako ebintu biji byogenda okula abakutegeka dde okutu ogwo.
Things you are to see they already prepared that your head.
Bagenda ku launching ekintu kyenyini kyo badde jola.
Launch the thing you've been seeing.
Eranga wakimanyira.
And you're used to it.
Okubera n'abantu abayina emikira.
Be with people who have tails.
Ate bononye nya abana bamwe.
And they have corrupted much your children.
Eranga balaba kantuni.
But they watch cartoons. And the car is speaking.
I'm going
to show you what comes within the car. The cars which speak. And the many others. Others have tails.
Reaching
the underground, you have to see all that. And they have to train them. Those of tails, how they live. But they also create new creations. And they say God is a liar.
Yet
man is image who created these ones with tails. Romans will explain
that.
Once you thought a new creation, all to separate you from the love of God. But where are they done from? And they say even iron mixed with clay.
You
find someone married a robot.
But
the robot isn't alone.
For the
angel they built upon him. Built a body like of human beings on him. Now you marry him home or her. Changed laws of things.
Bible
in Daniel 7 say. They will even change the times and the seasons. All laws they will change them.
Now you see, the law of planting a banana plantation changed the world. You have to get an injection, inject it first.
In
the laws of God, were we meant to inject banana plantations? Or the pigs, to inject it with that big pig booster? People, I said, they injected you with big pig almost. Finish it well. It was prepared well in the underground. You will set yourself.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
That's
where they are. They hide themselves
and
they prepare all things. They begin to pass them in the photos,
videos,
in the videos and the others, on the clothing, and they prepare our memory to be used to them, blind the eyes of our minds. Now they think God left the world. Come out, expose them as they do their thing. Corrupted preachers, each one looks for daily food. Did God left the world?
He
used his people to do evils and he hated them. The more they corrupt, God hates the person. Get corrupted, God to hate you. That's why he said this.
Ezekiel
8:12. God left the world a long time.
Ezekiel 8 in
verse 12.
Omwana w'omuntu. Olabi abakadde abo mu nyumba ya Isirayiri kye bakolera mu kizikiza buli muntu mu bisenge bye ebirimu ebifaananyi kubanga boogera nti Mukama tatulaba Mukama yaleka ensi.
Do
you hear what they say?
Mulimu naba mukubasumba bino ebintu babirimu.
Some of the pastors are involved in these things.
The new world order.
The new world order.
Era mwegendereze.
Be careful over this word.
Ekiita muntu omubwa abasumba.
Which pastors that the unity of pastors.
It
takes them
one world wide legion
into a dini erimo eriensi yona.
It's not
unity spoken in Ephesians 4.
Kubanga mbefesule yokuno obumu obwaffe.
Ephesians 4.
Unity
is one of hearing the word of God.
Okubatizibwa kumu.
One baptism.
Okwemigeji kurukuta.
Of the rivers flow.
Mukama wafu.
Our Lord is one.
The
gospel has to be one.
So this is
gospels we have
plenty.
Gospel should be of the kingdom and righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. If you preach a gospel like that, we are in unity. Don't waste time even
calling
us. Don't register us even. That's our unity.
You
go in what you call unity. They have passed through, capture all churches, even the young ones. When you reach there, they register you and they give you their laws. If you register, there is that a company called or husband. Who is their husband? You ask, who is the husband to them? If the leader goes to register you there, you are all enrolled. And recently, when he registered, he is the head of the born again. And also enrolled in religious
council.
Now, all in that umbrella of their husband.
Ask,
they introduce you who is the husband. You will fall on a problem.
Tell you these
people are con men.
They
bring you a word, you question why they call it their husband. Why they are called 77 dogs? There are no other better words which can be used.
Things go far.
In
this they say God left the world
and
left it to Satan.
And
these fallen angels.
People
condive with them and take over the world. Something very hard.
They
don't expect any problem like this one today. And they don't expect. God can reveal the things they do. Don't expect anyone determined to speak them. They know we are all corrupted. No one seeks God and no one understands. Those who say they go to the mountain to seek God,
they
go to seek for eatings and drinkings and not to know God.
They
think they corrupted every person.
And
they think no one seeks to know God. They persuade you with the gospels of eating these things of the world.
So
what does it profit if the world and you forfeit your soul? Let's move on in Ezekiel we hear.
Ezekiel 8 in
the verse 13.
Era nangamba nti, era onolaba nate ne mizize mirale mikuru jivakola. Ole kuminenya. Aonande teri oluji olio muliango ogwe nyumba ya mukama. Ogwayo lekera obuchiko wakono. Au, laba. Abakazi ngabatu deyo, ngabaka abili ya tamuzi.
Kakato inanokuwa geneza yeka alwezimu.
Now you be careful of some temples.
Amakunganilo.
The synagogues.
Agamugani na bu underground.
Others have undergrounds, basements.
The podium is here,
down deep. He said there is another portion down there.
You ask,
that place is for what?
The
ways of the underground. Down there interceding as they say. Now when you reach, you fall down. They bring you up on the podium. Yes, something is down or inside there. And the planted, their demon is planted down there. Those look to them and be careful of them. But they say, all those there do them to put their detestable things between the children of God, that they push far God from themselves. All this you hear, Holy Ghost.
You knew all the order.
That's the new world order.
The
Holy Spirit has never been the Holy Ghost.
Train
you just to blaspheme God.
You know, God is good.
You know, God is good.
God sent me here.
God, yeah, to me one.
And I preach about God.
Eranze buli ako God.
Ugeno kamera Bible God tebamuki God muzimu.
God is a demonic spirit.
Ba omanyo okwono no muntu yenna ne bamuono nayonona
omutwe human being the head.
Nalinga yogera katuna. Nabya yogera sibitu
speak of God what they speak is not right.
You know what the Holy Ghost is going to take out of us?
Omanyo moyo omuzimu mutukufu kugenda kutu.
Receive the Holy Ghost.
Follow Muzimu Mutukufu.
At Simani Wabos, Maruberi,
Genesis 1:1-2. The Holy Ghost hovered on the depth of the waters. Does it fit?
What spirit
of God hovered on the depth of the water?
Now,
brethren, you see things the way they are.
But
they trained new mother in your life,
in
the children and your grandchildren.
What
God help you hear them like today. Let's move on. We hear
Ezekiel 8:15. Aunangamba nti olabye omwana w'omuntu. Ero n'olaba nate emizizo egisinga gino obukulu. Olunyolwe 16. Awo nandeeta mu luggya olw'omunda olw'ennyumba ya Mukama. Kale, laba,
kulujolwa yekalu ya mukama wakati wechisasi nechoto ngawali wabasajja ngamba 12 mubatano abakubye enkona yekalu ya mukama namaso gabwe ngagatu nulire buvanjuba eranga basinze njuba ngawatu nulire buvanjuba
mwegende kubanga obonero kati bwebuli wa
mungu ba the sun the star all those we shall reach them.
We
stand the praying from the underground.
They move
upon most of the things.
The
secret of the star or the sun or the half moon. All they mean Satan who called himself the morning star. Or the fallen angels. The ministry of the holy angels. They were called the star from heaven. Fallen angels still want to use that.
The program underground
prepares them.
They
know how things will move on the world.
But
can we do change a human
head?
Things in another way.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
What,
they go downtown, things upside down.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Ezekiel esule yomunana nolu nyiriri ole kumi nomunana.
Ezekiel 8:18.
Ezekiel esule yomunana nolu nyiriri ole kumi nomusamu.
Ezekiel 8:17.
Aonangamba anti olabye omwana womuntu. Chigambo changu eye nyumba ya Yuda nga bakola emizizo gye bakolera wano kubanga bajjuzizza ensi ekyejo era bakyuse nate okunsunguwaza era laba basembeza ettabi ku nnyindo zaabwe olunyolo 18 era nange kyendiva nkola n'ekiruyi eriiso lyange teririsonyiwa so sirikwatibwa kisa era newankubadde nga bakaaba n'eddoboozi eddene mu matu gange Siriba ulira.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Because
testable things in the midst of children of men.
New
world order reached very far.
Prepared
from the underground.
How
can you clothe a shirt? The inside now is the outside.
Yourself,
they turned you out. You no more understand well. You are the exact of what you clothed.
The
patched trousers, the damage.
What would
those damage, even those with holes, they are cut.
Damage.
And you prepare a day for clothing, damaged clothing.
Yet
they put damage on your brain.
Find
someone in church, they praise God, they clothe the damage cloth. They clothe others with halls.
Moved
to the village, you know how they termed you before.
Long way
found a musician.
And they
sing like, look at this you're corrupted in those heads.
Going
to hear a song without meaning, but you are jamming with the song like that. But you ask, what does it mean? You don't mind. People who had songs with meaning, songs with
teaching
human character.
You
find them on a song.
Go and buy a car.
You follow, is that a song?
They
sing for them that butterfly.
Human being,
they corrupted
their
heads. New world order made us something useless.
Someone
sees a butterfly you know of here.
Yes, you must
raise Jesus. But
we
get back to Isaiah. Isaiah 29:16. I want to pass off you some of the things that they turn upside down and you see.
Isaya esule ya bilimo muenda nolu nyiriri olu kumina omukaga.
Isaiah 29 verse 16.
Muvu unikira dali bintu. Omubumbi bali mwenkanye bumba. Ekintu ekikolebwa n'okwogera nekyogera kwe ya chikola nti teyankola. Obe ekintu ekibumbibwa nekyogera kwe ya chibumba nti talina magezi.
Ankubulire bintu babivunikira dala.
Let me tell you that turn things upside down.
Wabulanga sina kudayo kuveri kulubereberi je byatandikira.
Go back from the beginning where they began.
Kubanga okuvunika kwe bintu kwatandikira kustandika
nyine. But turning things began from Satan himself.
Okuvunika kuba kuwakanya Katonda.
But turning things meaneth to contend with God.
That wakugambe konti erinya Satan.
If we told you the name Satan, means the, the one who contends against God.
Na ye devil,
but devil
means
the deceiver of the entire world. Someone is to change you. They have to deceive and lie to you. Mostly when they shift you from the right thing, taking you to the wrong thing. All the rest they have to deceive you.
Learn
to contend the ways of God. They had passed 40,000 years from creation of heaven and earth.
When
Satan, for he was a
cherubim,
he was righteous. Contention, he wanted to be God.
He
began to change things.
Shift
them from the laws of
God.
If he attacked man in the garden,
God
said, eat of all trees. But the other tree don't eat it. Changing, he told them. What did God say?
And they explained,
God told us this. He said, no, you will not die.
Yet
we are going to die.
Gave us
loose change, he said. God
knows
when you eat that tree, you will be like him.
And
you know good from evils.
And
new world order began like that. New world order means the ways of Satan.
But new generation,
with the full knowledge of God,
was sent
to fight the new world order if you had not yet known.
But
that we speak in wisdom. Even the year ministry, they can wonder what
new
is that. New generation. What does it mean?
It
means to fight the new world order, which overturn things of God. But the new world order, with the new generation with the full knowledge of God, brings God in his fullness and things. The new world order which they overturn. That's where this battle we hear of.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Some of you
now in all brethren, when you hear these words, you hear them with carefulness. For in those they overturn, even all creations they have made others. They made a pussycat with the head of a dog.
What is this?
A hen with a dog head. Now, what is this? All what?
You go underground,
you find researches.
People
with six hands. Those with two heads. Elephant butterfly. What is this they have on themselves? Now, brethren,
there
are monsters you are to see on this world, some even arrived. They all come to contend go against God.
Research is done from underground.
Such are done from underground.
Life
with some of human beings corrupted in mind.
Those
give themselves be ambassadors of Satan on the world.
Now,
a hen with four legs. That's
Vajita, njovu chisode. Aha.
When you go underground, there are even human beings there who have two heads, 4, 6 hands. Let's read Romans. Romans 8.
Abalumi esuri yomunana na lunywa satumo munana.
Romans 8 from verse 38.
Kubanga ntegerere dalanga ne wankubadde okufa ne wankubadde obulamu ne wankubadde bamalayika ne wankubadde abafuga ne wankubadde ebiriwo ne wankubadde ebigende okubaawo ne wankubadde amaanyi asatumo mwenda ne wankubadde obugulumivu ne wankubadde okugenda wansi ne wankubadde ekitonde kyonna ekirala tebiyinzenga kutwawukanya na kwagala kwa Katonda okuli mu Kristo Yesu mukama waffe.
Yesu yebazibu nnyo.
Praise Jesus, man.
Ne wankubadde okugenda ennyo wansi.
So going deep down
ngotuse mu underground
and reaching these undergrounds
ne wankubadde ekitonde ekipya
ne new creation.
Not
separate us from the love of God. Things mostly done in the underground.
New world order.
New world order to turn things upside down.
There
are human beings from this world. They capture them.
You
know there are those rockets. Fallen angels invisible. They go steal people from villages.
And they
take them, make research on them. They are like that.
They say
our people disappeared.
It most
happened in America and other nations.
People,
they did evil things on them in the ground. Praise Jesus.
The
others died long.
Their
bodies.
They
put fallen angels in them. They have closed
them.
People reach underground, they get serious problems.
But
there they show you people don't die.
You
find like a dube is there.
Michael Jackson is
there, but is not the one.
And
people you're going to see and they
are four.
Now they tell you.
Now
did God create those ones? Are they not ours?
The
thing goes far I speak of.
So
I wonder what you'd have done. You to ask yourself. In America these people are there. And they die long. There they see him moving.
They've
already made a copy of that person.
But
as church we have to prepare.
And
let me tell you truth. Do not follow much about miracles.
First
seek and follow much the truth of the word of God.
Miracles
will be
following
truth, then we shall know we are
called God. If you
want to front miracles, you will fall on those which will make you lost.
For we are
mixed up with even magicians.
He
will come here.
Tell
you, I make miracles.
I'll make
fish with Jesus made.
He
tell you, give me buckets.
You
begin to pour fish down from an empty bucket.
Now you look
on miracles. You say God has arrived here.
Jesus
is here.
Wow.
Yet,
we are
going to study it.
Underground,
they train magic powers from there.
The Twitter powers of darkness.
That we call powers of darkness. Most in the world, even have the magic book with themselves. Read there and you know. Create a hen, how do I bewitch? And I ask, give me papers.
Sweet.
I make you sweets. Let me tell you, drama is
yet,
all are trained in the underground. Give them codes to access powers of darkness of Satan. That they cast, we shall read of it.
Satan,
he was an anointed cherubim of God. Began to want to be God. And the Lord cast him. All powers they retained. Why
it's
called powers of darkness? For it is cast. They
survive
by pain and sacrifice. You making you get perverted, corrupting your minds. Now that train of evil, the underground, don't you hear underwater, there are problems?
But
underground has bigger problems.
For
there go only seniors there. And they have warned and told you the new creation. Don't separate it from the love of God.
Underground,
they create things to contend. They brought the the earth happened by evolution. They are the ones who bring that.
Ask
them a question. It evolved over what?
And
the evolution came from where?
Oh, there's
been a new world order. And you have your Bible. But they spoiled some of them.
In
the beginning they say,
in the beginning, God created the universe.
Mukama yatonda ebanga. Eritakoma.
They
don't say created the heavens and the earth. How does he spoil them?
And
they put away meaning. Or they changed the meaning. Even some verses were snatched out.
And
that we saw in the underwater.
And
that's where the train of changing the Bible is spawned. Even the training the false prophets. And let me tell you have to be careful. Don't just go places that they make miracles.
Underground,
first underground bankers were in Egypt. But they surrounded them with sparks of magic. That's why in those days, Moses came and threw a stick down. It turns
to
a stick. Even the magicians contending with God. Up to now they are on that.
Magicians
are the ones in church, something very amazing.
We call them
workers of miracles, but they are magicians.
And
you're going to see if them will be surprised.
I
can show you the grass out and its food. Move out to eat that food. And you see you're eating food of life. Miracles, and they do them by magic. Powers of darkness. Some of the signs you will see them involves forcing yourself with trickery to do those things like that. All styles. Prophet in the Bible was acting like that.
Except
magicians, we know. Make him a tattoo, play them like that, pick them like that, and they release count them. And you find a prophet in the church like that, monkey style like that.
They
came, took over the church
as they
did to Israelites in Egypt.
God
to get Israel from Egypt. He said, what one? Who is God? These two do what he does with not going anywhere.
Those
stick their front many sticks. Them to have made snakes.
kati mwe.
Now you.
Bantu nuri da biya magrososi mazima kusoka.
Miracles but not truth first.
Jukira nga Bible ye kugamba.
Remember Bible tells
soka
you.
Soka mwaka waka waka
the kingdom of God.
No hutu kilifu.
In the brightest place. And rest will be just added you.
Ruachi wakurembeza amu ate chiriye
chiriye. Why did you front what's meant to add you?
Biya magrosena kwa kizivu chenjine chwede
emili. Miracles will fall on a problem.
Era tawadi mu Bible iwo nawe agamba.
Ebya makano
nebikulembera.
Here because we are floating.
Ne agamba abakiriza. Bino bina abagoberanga.
These will follow them.
So si kukulembera
nga. Not to front them.
Ati bachida ku underground.
Comes to underground.
Bakoze research ezo kutonda ebitonde ebyengereza njawulo.
Make different creations.
Era babitonze
jibi. They have created them, they are there.
Wow, ati ne bayingira ku level endala.
Move to another level.
Egamba kiba kyetaga kulabisa kati.
Needs to manifest now. You manifest it.
Using magic forces.
Powers of darkness.
Though
going deep down. And they wake up say. God sacred you.
What about
the city under the earth? Who built it?
And they're going to
explain God on this world.
Atali Katonda.
The one who is not God.
Bagambe bino ebitonde.
They tell you these creations.
Kati Katonda mulubereberi atulaga biyatonda.
In the beginning show what he created.
Ate bino.
What about these ones?
Enjovu ndovu chisodde.
Elephant baboon.
Ngatiri yao chitambula.
And it's there walking.
But we now you irambo bya magro bi kuschanga cyangwa umutima.
Miracles moving your heart.
Owedde.
You finished.
Orino kubanga ojuzidwa kubusana ogwamazima ngechigambo cha Katonda.
The proof of the word of God.
Ebyamagadobyo nabituyaya
nida. All miracles we yearn for.
Bija kugwa.
They will pass and finish.
Echigambo cha Katonda.
But the word of God.
Echija kugwa.
It will never pass away.
Siganyo lyawo yagala kuwonyezwa.
Yes, you need healing.
Wadone kuba wonyeza tana tabana muteka kona miko.
One day of healing, they have not yet put their hands on them.
Na ebyo na ebyo kuwonyezwa kwa obwa Katonda.
Healings of God.
Biva musana gwe chigambo che.
Fall from in the light of his word. When speaks let it be.
Hali ni chibao.
And it happens.
Lwachi twagala okusoko gobeere chibao.
We want first follow what will happen.
Ne tulemo okugobeere chigambo chibesa.
Stop following the word which will cause them to happen.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus.
So, ebigambo bino ebya new world order.
The words of new world order.
Kubulide gogena julianga bajironchinga kunsi.
Going to hear it launched on the world.
Nebwe kubulide miaka jia kamazinga bajironchinga mwada ground.
Yes, it spent ever since it was launched in the underground.
And
there you find people passing the one of four hands, three.
Ngabai bajinganya nechinyonyi nenga mbwa.
And they pass with the bad, but it's a dog at the same time. Bad dog.
Ngabiyogera.
And they are speaking.
Katibabita de memory, but planting ambana.
Planting memories in your children.
But you know,
they have dogs which speak. Those they watch on films. And that generation.
Bambi. Yes, we have
praise Jesus much.
So,
although a new creation, it will not separate us with the love of God.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus much.
So, ngatusuma ebiri mu underground.
Read what's in the underground. The third base of the devils. That on this world. No one thing, all things done there is to turn upside down things. What's called new world order. They say they're going to give you one Bible and it holds all books. There is the Quran, Evangeli and the others. You have one religion. And they already began to work on that. And they tell you have to be with a homosexual for them to are human beings.
And
the hospitals which refuse to treat them, they go on closing them.
Yet
in Uganda, you at least
There are some nations like America, some states,
if you refuse to wed a homosexual, they withdraw your license. Ask a question then.
After
they have launched, it's going to be
in
the entire world, the law of the entire world. What are you to do? Have to draw close to God. Accept him into our hearts. Second Corinthians 4:6-7.
The
light of knowledge of God is growing.
We
shine in this darkness. Darkness of lies of Satan.
He
puts it in the vessel of clay.
He
gives us much power. It comes from him, God himself.
We
shall remain speaking. Now let them bring their homosexuals. Find angels already on the road. They have to protect surrounding us.
Now
you come attack us. Right on the way you get confusions. Don't do this. Men will force things forceful on churches.
That you claim
you're preaching the truth.
Say we've come, we are married.
Two men like that. Moving themselves. We've come, we want to be wed. Leave us
calling.
And they call the police. These ones are refused to wed us.
Hold on a problem.
Now they are corrupted. They are always kissing each other. The Pope said there is no hell. What's next? Wait for it. Accept God feed you light of knowledge. What will bring his power to us? Don't waste your time.
There's
no more time for that.
If you travel, Holy
Spirit prepared, you'll go to America.
Put you in the gospel,
then you'll be reached where God promised. The truth don't be lied. God prepared things you meant to move by.
Ephesians 2:10 says, God prepared that we move by them.
Where you will reach, you have to reach. And you will be healed, you have to be healed where you are. When you got sick, you didn't yearn to get sick. Did you yearn for it? Where did the sickness and what caused it? Did you prepare for it? God is ready to heal you. To fight the evil Satan. Even his power comes from knowing him. The power of God. To come to us. It comes from knowing him. Praise Jesus.
We watch
of ourselves in this time not easy. Many people, now you call pastors a new world order. Think of writing for your wife to chase, it is very easy. Find them speak shameful things, they're not ashamed.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus much.
So now
you have to be careful.
At least introduction. Underground bankers.
Today, giving you introduction on what's in the underground bankers. How they turning things upside down. That's they call new world order. Fighting the order of God. By which created the heaven and the earth and things in it.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Maybe when you look to the book of Daniel, the things you call iron, and you say they are robots.
There are
robots and they are real iron and they are computers. But they are robots.
and they are
built on spirits of fallen angels.
If some
them marry, or you marry them, or it marries you. And it does things like human beings have to be.
Who
tells you it's mere iron? In explaining in the Holy Scriptures, shows that the iron did mix itself alone together with clay. We expect we meant in clay our bodies.
But
is iron to be put upon human body? Are they mere iron? Between Bible says,
they have
not been there by themselves. Inside them there is something. Now let us be careful. Because the New World Order says, now there is Africa. Africa, they expect something very dangerous like this one. The devils expect Africa. Something, a problem to them can come from there, which fights them. They prepared New World Order for us many years back. Not only hundreds. Not only
200,
but they began it long, and they prepared a new
world.
One you call it seven. Is it not that? Is it not turning upside down things? And you that touched on you long for the God to be alerted about you.
It's
you with strength in the body. It's where you pass like an animal. Impact on you many books.
To
waste time for you, yet you read all and you understand. You think a wife studied 25 subjects. Does they have that head?
But
you will be a problem to them. They retire that your brain and mind. As you finish studying, you're almost mad. Come out, you ask, you lunch. What is the time? He looks at the watch.
Is it three?
They say it is nine. You know they moved you backwards. How can you call one and you call it seven? African, it's hard to be on standard time.
You
say we reach here at 3 hours, you add in 2 or 4.
Ask
why you don't progress Africa.
You were moved
backwards like 10,000 years. Those who did you are not the whites.
But
Satan used the whites. New World Order is to turn things upside down. You call 8 and you call it 2. And your you shift it to the rightful, it goes back to what it is used to.
Nine,
you call it what on your watch? What's that hour? 9. No more 9 is 3. When they told you 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, did you write 3 and it looked like 9?
Africa
was affected. And you need much the light of the word.
And
all brethren in the world need it. But an African to get them out now. For they don't research over anything.
There are those who hear and they say,
why have you told us all that?
retired them when they come for gatherings.
Hmm.
They know, they sing the mass.
They know when I finish
Hail Mary, I read Father in heaven, I give them my tithe. Tell them, let's learn. I've corrupted them, telling them,
Soma.
Read.
Amaguma
bones in the
valley. Gamba.
You say,
Amaguma
bones in the
valley.
Understanding, how can you tell them, repeats? Prophesy on them. You prophesy.
Gamba muno garagure.
Speak to your neighbor, prophesy on them.
Gwe.
We don't understand well.
You
know to retard someone's brains.
Attempting
to teach them a word. They're not ready. Many people, they tell us, you read many scriptures. God wrote many scriptures. It's not us. We too have to preach them as they're written.
Tired.
Now look at the other young boy.
Go out,
can't invent yet, you finished university. I don't see office jobs.
God
created you, put you in office, you have a job to do yourself. And they
converted
you, taught you other things.
Mm.
You read books. Now you finished senior.
P7.
See, your boss is of primary 7.
Ask
the whites, do they study like that?
Yeah,
you don't have them. Satan used them to bring in Africa. But they expected this.
Satan
expected there is a problem which will come from Africa.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. And they retarded the brains and minds of Africans.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
So katusome kwa Daniel wano.
Now let's read in the Daniel.
Daniel sura ya kubiri.
Daniel chapter 2. From verse 40.
Daniel esule yokubiri nolu nyiriri ola makumi ana.
Daniel chapter 2 from verse 40.
No wakaba kubokuna bulibabu amanyi nge chuma. Kubange chuma chime nyamenya ebintu byonna. Era chibi jemulula. Era nge chuma echibe tenta ebyo byonna. Bwebuli menya menya. Bwebuli betenta bwebutyo. Olwana mwolumu. Era kubanga walaba ebigere n'obugere ekitundu kya bumba eriyomubumbi n'ekitundu kya chuma obwakabaka buliba bwawulemu naye muliba mu bwo ti naye muliba mu bwo kumanyi g'ekyuma kubanga walaba ekyuma nga kitabuddwamu ebbumba eryettosi olwana mu ebbiri era ng'obugere bwe bwali kitundu kya chuma n'ekitundu kya bumba era n'obwakabaka bwe buliba bwe butyo ekitundu kya amaanyi n'ekitundu kimenyefu. Olunyulwana musatu. Era kubanga walaba ekyuma nga kitabuddwamu ebbumba eryettosi buli etabula n'ezzadde ly'abantu.
Owulidde bulungi.
Have you heard well?
Obwakabaka buno.
This kingdom.
Obw'ekitundu nga kya kyuma.
Of part being iron.
Ekitundu nga kya.
And the parties of clay. It's like a human being.
Kukora computer.
Make it computer.
Robot.
It's like a robot.
You
power upon it a body on the outward.
But like
the word they have used, they will join with the sons of men, children of men.
If you read
Genesis 6, those who mixed with children of men were who? Those called the sons of God, the angels, but these who fell, they came on this world,
the
same bodies we study of now.
bekolere mbiri ejiringa ejabantu
bodies like of human beings.
Wabula kati ekiyongedde muko
what's in, added in
wegandi basose kola mibiringa jiringa ja byuma
first made bodies like iron
ungulu ne bayiwa ko olususu lwabantu
be poor skin like human being.
Kankubulira olaba
let me tell you
program za TV ezimwezi mu America
most television program in America
ziwerezebwa mu bantu
they are not aired by human beings.
Kubera moyo ba foreign angel bagabamba de byuma
angels clothing iron inside
jiringa ja
and bodies like human beings
ngana yinjogera yabo
yet their speech
you know everything is
okay.
We are going to say
all life that
everything I'm just talking about to
speaking very dry
akati na yinga research hizo mwana kula
research made in the underground bunkers.
What is beast computers?
They are beast computers.
Computers in so
computers of the beast.
Emma is South Africa controlling as Africa.
Them is South Africa controlling all African computers.
Belgium where na came.
If Belgium has one.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Ora me bintu bino.
You see the things.
Bagenda kulonchinga chemulira new world. Chemulira chibaita new world.
Launch what we are called new world order.
Naima na bagenda okwegatta na abana ba abantu.
To join with the children of men.
Emiri jaiba jikozenga ja. Ekitundu kyuma ekitundu mubiri gw'abantu.
Bodies part iron part human body.
Ayenda abali munda abakozesa system eyo.
Inside using that system.
Bafolini
angels. They are fallen angels themselves.
Era mu abagenda okugula robot yokubaweerezewa
mu. Buy robots to serve you in your homes.
Omanyi bakoze engeriza robot.
You know, they made forms of robots.
Zikola awaka.
That they make and work home.
Zosobola okuwasa.
Those you can marry.
No kufumbi.
And even to get married to.
Naye daluri asuse era mu.
This is much.
Yes, you ever
praise Jesus.
Lwaki siko makuwa.
Why don't I end here?
Na tutaandikira okuluri.
Begin from there the next time.
Urabe ebigena maso underground bankers
moving on in the underground bankers
echuma
iron
nga chigasene bumba
it's mixed with clay
naye tejiriye gatacho
yet it will not join itself by itself
sechuma ndachigena kubacho kane bumba
iron will not be itself even
wabula munda muri
but inside there
abatudde mukatono nyola na
mwesatu repeat 43
oyino kwegendeza bine bitu bikolebwa
careful things made
Danieli esule yokubiri nolunyiriri olwana musatu
Daniel 2:43
Era kubanga walabe ekyuma nga kitabuddwa mu ebbumba eryettosi bali etabulaneza ddeli abantu naye tebali gattagana bokkana bokka era ng'ekyuma bwekiteetabulana bbumba
kizibu nye ekyuma okubanga okoze mukozi kyuma
just made iron
buno kyuma mubiri gw'omu
give it a human body
nekitambula
moves like that. With children of men. Happened in Genesis 6. The fallen angels. They mixed in the human beings. Let me tell you today. They made bodies of blood. Of Chinese. Every race. Even moving you don't know them.
Underground.
It's very wide. What launches what comes on the world. Those stand upside down.
See,
just died immediately. Begin to get and tap people's memory brains. It's what they put in those ones. They say your person has come back.
The
memory of the deceased, they know all things of him. But the spirit is like, is the fallen angel. Instead of mixing the children of men, not by themselves.
As
iron, it's hard to be on clay.
Devolve
these fallen angels. May God bless you. We shall begin from there.